This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Take a lot of your calls today if you'd like to give them. Now, yesterday, Michael Tomlin, the coach of the Pittsburgh Steelers, he saw his football team move to 11-0, and it was a nice afternoon for him, I guess, right? One would think they're 11-0. They're the lone undefeated. So a great time, right, Mike? Maybe not.
To be bluntly honest, man, I'm really disappointed in our performance tonight. We did enough to win, but that's all. It was really junior varsity, to be quite honest with you, and it was in all three phases. We couldn't run the ball effectively when we needed to. We dropped too many significant passes, very catchable, makeable passes. We didn't make significant plays in the special teams game. Our kickoff coverage unit wasn't good enough. We turned the damn ball over. We gave up big plays in critical moments on defense. Can't have it. They converted a long run on a possession down before the half. Unacceptable. They had a 70-yard touchdown late in the game. Unacceptable. And so we're fortunate tonight. It's good to proceed with the victory. I acknowledge that, but not a lot happened tonight to be proud of or to be excited about other than that. Bud got hurt. He's being evaluated. I'm sure I'll have an update for you tomorrow or whatever when we get an opportunity to meet.
What a great day for Mike Tomlin. Steelers move to 11-0. Okay, now this is something that I want to pull apart before we get into Bud Dupree, before we get into the receiving core, before we get into the drops, before we get into all of it, the Steelers remaining undefeated. Mike Tomlin, again and again and again, time and time again, has told us as media members and as working as the conduit to the fans, so he's told the fans as well, you know how hard it is to win in the National Football League. A win is a win is a win, and you got to be excited for any win in the NFL. It is tough. It's a tough league. I'll never walk out of here. He has said this. I'll never walk out of here disappointed with a win in the NFL. That being said, what Mike Tomlin just said will fire some people up because he's mad even though the Steelers won. But is that all hogwash, all that bluster? Because both can't be true, right? I don't know if both can. I seem to think that Mike Tomlin is firing a shot over his team, and he might not be real happy about it, Chris, but to me, it's like, especially in this year where there's so much that's fractured, and the Steelers didn't get a traditional practice week, and you sat around for 6 days, and you're wondering what's going on. I don't want to paint this as sunshine and roses, because it's not. There's a lot of warts to fix. But don't you have to rest back on a win is a win is a win?
Absolutely, you have to be happy with the end result, right? And I think if you pressed Mike Tomlin on it, he'd admit he's happy with the end result. They stacked another W, right? 11-0. Could be a whole lot worse. They could be talking about their first loss of the year. But I think there's enough from that game that he's doing two things. He's acknowledging the warts, right? Because we all have to acknowledge them. And also, like you said, trying to keep his guys sharp and keep their heads up and say, listen, we got to be ready because in 6 days or whenever we end up playing the game, we got Washington. And then another 6 days after – or 5 days, I'm sorry. And then another 6 days after that, we got Buffalo on a Sunday night. So I think it's twofold. There is a sense and a level of frustration from him and from a lot of people despite the victory because of the way they played, because they got there in spite of themselves in many instances, especially offensively. But there's also a – all right, how do I keep my guys at 11-0 when we've seemingly overcome just about everything? We've won games in all sorts of different ways now, right? And this was one of the uglier ones, if not the ugliest one of the year, beating a quote-unquote JV team with half a dozen drops and everything else that happened. How do I keep them sharp in the belief that we've got to be better when, to be quite honest, we didn't have to be better today? We were terrible in some instances. Well, yeah. And we still won.
I think both what he and Ben Roethlisberger said after the game, they were both very critical of their football team. This was an effort to say we don't just win because of the logo on the one side of our helmets. And that's not going to get it done whenever we advance through this schedule, whenever we get into the playoffs, whenever we play teams that are more formidable foes. That's not going to happen. And don't rest on our laurels. Don't look at that logo. Don't see that it's Pittsburgh. Don't know that there's Lombardis in that case from the past. And it's just going to magnetically gravitate toward us. And we're going to have success because it says STEELERS on all that letterhead in our office. That, to me, is what that did. It wasn't that Mike Tomlin, if you catch him this morning, he'll look at you and he'll go, I'm sure, yeah, hell, I'm happy we won, man. It could, the alternative's a lot worse. But there are things to clean up on a short week. But, yeah, I think it is one of those, hey, Deontay Johnson, hey, listen to these guys in coverage. Terrell Edmonds, come up and break down. Guys that make, hey, Ray-Ray McCloud, what are you doing with that punt? It is one fail swoop of a comment. You young guys better walk in line because the getting's been good for 10 weeks, but you don't just win football games because you're called the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Well, and let's be honest. As much as we would have liked to have seen 49-7 or something like that, as much as we would have liked to have seen some of these games throughout the first 12 weeks have a little more cushion and look a little bit more like the Cincinnati or Jacksonville wins or the Cleveland win, it's also, for a coach, an opportunity to have something to, you know, coach. It's a whole lot easier to find the things that need to be worked on and improved upon when they're glaring, when they're obvious. And so he's going to latch on to those. He's a coach. That's his job. Like I said, he wants to keep these guys sharp as they move forward. Part of sharpening them up is pointing out the mistakes. And in this case, you didn't have to look far to find the mistakes to point out. They were right there in front of all of us. And so ramp up the displeasure, ramp up the disappointment, because there were obvious disappointments and moments of displeasure in this thing despite the win. And if you got to treat a W, despite the fact that it's your 11th in a row and you're 11-0 now and everything's really in the standings looking great, if you're going to have to paint it like an L for a couple of minutes postgame, then paint it like an L for a couple of minutes postgame and get these guys angry about not just what they were put through because of the rescheduling of the game three times, but and because they've got to play 3 in 12 days and Washington sits there 5 days away, but because you remind them, man, you guys are a whole hell of a lot better than what you just showed last
week. Yeah, and you know what? I'll take a positive from it. I thought outside the one big play, the defense played spectacular yesterday.
They did.
They played incredible yesterday. You know, and again, was it a bad defense? Was it a quarterback that hasn't played in forever? Was it a third down, or was it a third string running? It was all of that. It was all of that. They got on the board early. They came up and they hit. They played from the edges. They played in the middle. They did everything they were supposed to. Terrell Edmonds lost his mind, which we've seen in this town before. But other than that, I thought they played really, really, really good. And the one time that they did score a touchdown beyond the big one was an ultra short field where a team goes 4 plays right. And 16 yards. So I can extract that. I'm not going to try to make it sunshine right. and roses. But, again, I thought the defense showed out yesterday and played – I thought Steven Nelson had a whale of a ball game.
Yeah, I don't want that to be lost either. Like you pointed out, a short field for the one touchdown, a broken, you know, a missed tackle and a big play for the other touchdown, and the defense provided a touchdown of their own too. So, look, this defense continues to be one of the best, if not the best, in the NFL. Understand who they did it against yesterday. Okay, that's all well and good. You can only play who they roll out on the field in front of you. The offense has some things to figure out, but we know what they're capable of. Like, people are going to come, people are going to wake up this morning, and they're going to turn on their radios or the TVs, and in some cases, they're going to get what they want, which is, oh, the Steelers are the worst 11-0 team I've ever seen. And what they need
to understand. Oh, they'll get that at 2 o'clock. The Pittsburgh Steelers can't beat the Panthers or the Lions. Or if they play Jacksonville again this week, they'd lose 52-6.
And what needs to be understood is that when you go back to the ink on the paper or the characters on your screen, whether it's your laptop or your phone or whatever, when you scroll to the standings, there's only one team still that's undefeated. There's one team with the best record in the league. There's one team that, despite all these warts that we're concerned about and we'll spend the day talking about, and rightfully so, it's what we do. And it's what they have to do if they want to continue to get better and prepare themselves for the playoffs. Despite all that, they're still 11-0.
They are.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.